Dear Diary, Day 1.
I always
work Saturday, and it's always Saturday you come to the store. Sometimes I wonder if you come because... No, that's silly. Anyways, it's Saturday, so you're here.
Remember that recipe?
You said you'd send
me
the recipe for garlic mushrooms, but you didn't have my email address. I told you I couldn't because Steve wouldn't like it. He'd tell me off. I know I'm 20 and Steve 17, but I wish he'd tell me off more often. Day 8. I wondered if you'd be there.
Are you alright, love?
I wondered if you'd be able to tell I'd been crying.
What's happened?
Of course you've been crying. So I told you. I wonder why I told you. Maybe it's because you're older.
I'm old
enough
to be
my dad, you say. Well, you could be that if you were only 35, guys being what they are. So maybe you're not so old. I told you we'd broken up because I asked him the thing. So I got brave, or maybe stupid, and I asked you. Told you I thought guys wanted to be in charge, so why did Steve dump me when I told him I was okay if he told me off? You said maybe he just wasn't ready to understand, and you went. I'm confused. What did you think he wasn't ready for? Day 16.
Mel,
you tell me you've been thinking.
I've been thinking.
I said we had some new sourdough in, if that was it. You said no. You said you'd been thinking about me. Me and how Steve hadn't understood. I think I blushed. I told you he wasn't the only one
who
didn't understand. And we had this new sourdough in.
It's
you said it wasn't
sourdough,
and you asked me if I wanted to try something, and I say, try what?
If you wanted.
And then you do it. You tell me to wear a pink shirt
next Saturday,
and you leave. You don't even wait for me to tell you you're out of your mind. You don't even take the sourdough. Day 24. I don't even have any fucking pink shirts, and there was no fucking way I was going to wear one because someone old enough to be my fucking father, even if that did mean he was only maybe 35, told me to. And I didn't go looking through every store in town, and it didn't take nearly every night last week, and I just passed the store by chance, and there was this real cute... Oh, who the hell am I kidding? And you didn't even notice. You just bought the bloody sourdough. Day 32. So maybe I like pink. And anyway, I'd bought the bloody thing. So I wore it again today, and you said, hey, Mel. And I said, hey, Steve. I said, hey, fucking Steve. And you laughed and reminded me it was Mike.
At least.
So I pretended I hadn't called you Steve, and you said maybe you misheard me. And
ooh,
you said, nice
that's
shirt.
Quite lovely top,
I think
isn't
I blushed.
It?
I think I'm starting to like it. Day 40. I bought a new shirt. It's gray silk. Really too good for work. But I wore it today. And I didn't wait because I'd figured I'd chicken out if I waited. So I asked you if you wanted to go out sometime.
A date.
Because if you did, I wasn't doing anything on, and you said,
hang on.
You said you'd just been trying to help me work out what happened
with
Steve, like how I wanted him to tell me off, and how you figured it might be safe
to
start off with just telling me to wear something and
see
how I felt.
Well,
so I blushed and told you it felt kind of nice, and how I was sorry about the date thing.
Don't be silly.
And you reminded me you were old enough to be my father, and I wanted to ask you how old you actually were, but I chickened out. And you said, maybe if I wanted to, we could try something else next week.
Only if you're okay with it.
And I got a strange fluttery thing in my stomach, but I said, sure.
I'm liking this gray top though, Mom.
And you said you liked my shirt.
Absolutely stellar.
Said it was a nice shirt,
but
that you'd prefer me to wear the pink one next week.
You pull off the pink one much better. Let's go with that next week, eh?
Day 48. How fucking long can a week be? I think they sneak extra days in sometimes, especially this week. But it's Saturday, and I made sure I was wearing the damn pink shirt. Actually, it felt kind of nice putting it on. My nipples got really hard. I mean, it was a shirt, right? After all, you're old enough to be my father.
All right, Mel.
And you came in like you always do. And
lovely
you told me you liked my
shirt. You have one there,
and I blushed. And you asked me how it felt to be wearing it because I'd been told to. And I blushed even harder. And I hoped you couldn't see the little lumps in the front of it from my fucking nipples. And you smiled and you asked me if I wanted to try something else. And I said, sure. And then you did it. You asked me if I was wearing a fucking bra. I mean, what the fuck? And I got mad, which at least covered the blushing. And I told you you couldn't ask me something like that. And I said I was going to get you banned from the store. And you just smiled and you said, okay.
All right. Touched a nerve, did I?
And you didn't even take any sourdough. Day 56. Fuck. Fucking fuckity fuck. I'm gonna call in sick. Like, forever. And I don't care if I never see, I don't care if I lose the fucking job. And if I do, it will be all your fault. Fuck, fucking fuck. Day 64. I knew if I waited, I had no idea what I'd do. So I saw you come in and I didn't wait for you to come over to bread in case you maybe didn't. And I went over and I said, enough, and I said, yes, I'm wearing a fucking bra. And you smiled and you said, was that so hard now, love? And I didn't tell you the only thing I knew from hard was my bloody nipples, and I just told you it wasn't exactly a normal question to ask. And I said, you'd asked and I'd answered, so why did you ask? And then you did it again.
Well,
you said you'd prefer I didn't.
You didn't, Mel.
And I played dumb and I said, didn't what? And you said you'd prefer
I
didn't wear a bra. So I said, like, next week when you came in, I wasn't to wear a bra next week. And you said no. You were telling me I wasn't allowed to wear a bra anymore at all. And I stuttered and I mumbled and I had no idea what to say. And you just raised one eyebrow and you waited. And I couldn't believe it when I said, okay, if that's what you want, I won't. But you didn't let me off and you said, won't what?
No.
And I blushed and I said, I won't wear a bra anymore.
Fantastic.
And I came home and I went to my underwear drawer and I took out all my bras and I put them in the trash. Every fucking one. I think I'm going mad. Thing is, I think I like it. Day 72. Next time I get myself a pink shirt, it's not going to be fucking cotton. My nipples are rubbing against the shirt and that's the only damn reason they're hard. No other reason. I'll think of a way a cotton shirt can make my cunt wet later. But you come in, and I wait for you to come over, and you say, hey, Mel. And I say, hey, Mike. At least I don't call you Steve. And I blush a bit, but I whisper to you and say I'm not wearing a bra. I haven't since last Saturday. And you say it.
You're such a good girl, aren't you?
I mean, good fucking girl. I'm 20, damn it. You don't tell a gorgeous 20-year-old chick she's a good girl. And why was my fucking cunt turning into a fucking faucet?
But
and you ignore me blushing. And you tell me you want me to do something for you. And I say what? And you say
ask me to check.
And I think I must look like you're suddenly speaking Outer Mongolian, if Outer Mongolian's a language. Because you smile and you say it again. You say, ask me to check, you're not wearing a bra.
To check.
And there's no way I'm going to say that, not in the middle
of
the fucking store.
I'm waiting.
So I square up and I get ready to tell you you're a bastard. And if you ever come into the store again, I'm calling the cops. But I get the words a bit wrong. Because what I actually hear me saying is, hadn't you better check I'm not wearing a bra? And I don't stammer or stutter once. And you smile again and you say,
Say please, sir,
I'm not wearing a bra.
What I'm wearing underneath
and
the
there's
shirt.
No fucking way I'm going to say, sir. So I tell you exactly what I think of you. Thing is, apparently what my mouth thinks I think of you is, please, sir, please check I'm not wearing a bra.
Oh.
And you
What's
pretend
this?
To sort through the bread, and
so,
as you do, your hand accidentally brushes over my left breast.
Oops.
And I feel like I've been hit by lightning, and your hand is a storm cloud, and your hand closes on my breast, and you pinch my nipple, though my nipple
Looks
might
like
as
my
well
hands
be
are
made
cold.
Of steel by now. And you say it again.
Such a good
girl. And I think the good girls just scare me even more than the nipple pinch, but the truth is neither does. And I just wait. Yeah. And you say you suppose jeans are pretty jeans much work uniform. Work uniform. And I say, right? Yes, because we and climb ladders skirts? And skirts would, well, they'd be. And you just smile and said, never mind.
I'm sure we can bend the rules.
That's when you tell me to wear stockings in the future. Stockings and a garter belt.
One with a belt.
And I've kind of given up on saying what and getting mad, so I wait. And you tell me I was to wear stockings and a garter belt all the time, whether I'm wearing jeans or a skirt or a dress. And I don't tell you I never wear skirts, and I don't say I never wear dresses. I just say, yes, sir, I'll wear stockings, sir, and a garter belt all the time. And you don't pretend this time. You cup my left breast and you pinch my nipple really hard. And you say thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And I do. I say, thank you, sir. Thank you for pinching my nipple.
That's a good
And on the way home, I go to 5 fucking stores. I really like stockings. I wonder why I never wore them before. Day 80. Hey, Mel.
All right, Mel.
You always say that. So I said,
What's that menacing look on your face,
And I
then?
Figured I'd better whisper, so I whispered, I mean, sir. You smiled. And you said, well? And I said, sir, I haven't worn a bra since you told me to stop, and I'm wearing stockings and a garter belt. Please check I'm not wearing a bra, sir. But you didn't check my tit.
Let's
you told me to pull down the zip of my
jeans.
So I figured nobody would notice, and I pulled down my zip, and you told me to reach into my zipper and pull out my garter belt so you could see. So I reached in my jeans, and I grabbed a strap, and worked up to the belt, and I tugged the belt down so you could see the stretch of band and black lace wrapped around my finger.
Such
and you said,
good girl.
And I blushed, but somehow I didn't feel scared, or I felt warm, and even kind of safe. And you said you wanted me to do something for you, and I said, yes, sir. And you asked me if I was wearing panties. And it didn't make me mad anymore, you asking things like that. And I said, yes, sir,
I'm
wearing panties.
We just have to fix that, won't we?
And you told me to go to the washroom and to
you're
take my jeans off all the way off.
Bathroom,
then I was to take my panties off and to stuff them in my mouth. Then I was to sit on the toilet seat and take my shirt off and spread my legs as wide apart as I could. And then you told me to masturbate. To
make
use my fingers
nice
in my cunt
and
make myself cum.
You
told me to play with my nipples
cunt.
And my tits and my cunt in all the ways I like
me.
To play.
To play
but you told me I was supposed to try
really,
really hard not to cum and to hold it back as long
back,
as I could.
As much
and
as
you told
can.
Me holding it back would
it
make me
like
whimper
torture,
and moan and that you wished you could be there to hear me. But that was why I had to stuff my panties in my mouth. To gag me. And you told me to keep playing with my cunt and my clit and my nipples and to keep holding it back. And when I couldn't
hold
it back anymore, you told me
to
come harder and longer than I'd ever
come
in my life. And that when I finished coming, I was to take my panties
out
of my mouth and stuff them into my soaking wet cunt. And I was to sit there for a while and let them soak up. And then I was to take my panties out of my cunt and stuff them into my mouth again. And I was to sit there and taste myself and let my cum coat my whole mouth. And then I was to take my panties out of my mouth and get dressed
come
and come find you and give
and
you my cum-soaked panties and thank you for
pants.
My orgasm because you'd made it happen and you'd given me permission to come.
And to you.
And I do it. I go to the washroom, and I strip naked apart from my stockings and garter, and I gag myself with my panties, and I slide my fingers into my cunt, and it is amazing. And I come out and I can't see you, so I walk around the store with my soaking wet panties clenched in my hand, and I find you in an empty aisle. And I go to
you
and I say, sir, here are my cum-soaked panties. And I give them to you and you wait. And I say, thank you for giving me permission to come, sir. Thank you for my orgasm. And you smile and you say, was it a good cum? And I say, oh, yes, sir. It was wonderful. I wish you could have heard me, sir. And you say, we'll have
to see
about
that.
And you take my panties. And you tell me I'm not allowed to wear panties anymore. And I almost come all over again. And you tell me to go home after my shift and to get changed. And to put on the gray silk blouse I'd worn before, but not to wear a bra. And you tell me to wear high heels at least 3 inches and to wear my stockings and my garter belt. And to wear a skirt, but a really short one because you'll have to check I'm not wearing panties anymore. And you tell me a bar to go to and that you'll be there and that we'll talk. And I say, about what? And you say all the things I never knew I wanted to talk about. And I go home, and on the way home, I buy some new 3-inch heels and I buy a new skirt. And now I'm standing here outside the bar. My nipples are trying really hard to pretend my gray silk blouse isn't there at all. And if the silk isn't sheer enough to show my bare tits, it's having a really good try. My skirt isn't quite short enough to be an arrestable offense, but it's got definite ambitions in the direction of up. I'm kind of hoping you're going to help it fulfill them. And the breeze is getting under my skirt and playing tag with my pussy hair, and I love it. And I know if I go through the door, I'll likely never be the same again, or maybe I'll just be the same I never knew I really was. And I know I can turn around and you'll be fine, but next week will just be sourdough. But what I know most of all is, right now, my cunt's so wet it wants to flood the panties I'm not wearing. And I push open the door.